former President Bush opened a conference highlighting the positive impact of immigration on the U.S. economy. Sponsored by his institute, Mr. Bush and the assembled group of economists, researchers, and business people said the U.S. economy could grow 4% a year with the right policies towards foreign workers.
Immigrants come with new skills and new ideas. They fill a critical gap in our labor market. They work hard for a chance for a better life. Not only do immigrants help build our economy, they invigorate our soul.
Acknowledging many immigrants work here illegally, Mr. Bush said America can be lawful and welcoming at the same time.
As our nation debates the proper course of action relating to immigration, I hope we do so with a benevolent spirit and keep in mind the contribution of immigrants.
Those contributions were outlined by every invited speaker, including Pia Arrhenius, senior economist at the Dallas Federal Reserve.
They make the economy larger, but they also change how we work. And so we get a larger and a more productive economy. How does it happen? Well, the first thing that happens is that immigrants, they lower the cost of the goods and services that they are producing.
And Arrhenius says immigrants often work where others will not, like Gary, Indiana in the 1970s, after the severe steel industry slowdown.
My mother was an immigrant from Sweden. She's a plastic surgeon, but when she came to the United States, it was difficult for her to find a job. Well, she found a job in Gary, Indiana. Why? Nobody else in their right mind wanted to work in Gary, Indiana.
Clint Bullock with the Goldwater Institute says part of the Republican Party has always praised the economic benefits of immigrants, but he acknowledges another part of the party, vocal during the presidential primary, highlighted the illegal status of many immigrants. Bullock says the current immigration policy is old, broken, incoherent, and needs fixing.
It appears that after the 2012 election, we have that rare historical moment when Democrats and Republicans may be willing to come together, not just to put another Band-Aid on the issue, but to fix it fundamentally.
Since Election Day, members of both parties have been expressing similar sentiments. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.